BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
I'm Chloe, I'm 18 and I'm from Cardiff.
You might not know this, but I'm terrified of kitchen roll. Anyway, now it's time for my favourite show on the radio, Scott Mills!
Scott Mills.
This is BBC. BBC Radio 1.
All right, Chloe, how's it going, all right?
It's better than my Welsh accent.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm good.
What are you doing? Are you at work?
No, I'm sorting out my horse.
Sorting out your what? Horse?
My horse, yeah.
How is your horse?
Yeah, he's good, he's good. He's here now.
Hello, horse.
He didn't say anything.
Well, that's because I didn't address him by name. What's his name?
Toby.
Hi, Toby.
Yes, I love animals with human names.
He's coming back.
Toby. Yeah. I'm like the horse whisperer.
You are.
Toby. Is that what the horse whisperer did?
No, I think they have more qualities than just say the horse's name in like a high-pitched
Toby.
Voice.
Toby.
Yeah, they like go up to it and like touch it and think they telepathically talk to it.
Whatever. So you don't like kitchen roll? You're terrified of it?
No, it's literally I hate it so much. It creeps me out.
So you can't use it, kitchen roll, at all?
No, and I was at work one day and they were like, oh, can you clean this up with kitchen roll? I had a breakdown. They thought I was well weird.
So this is an actual phobia. What is it about it?
Oh, I don't know. It's like the feel, especially when it's wet. Wet's the worst.
I know what you mean, it goes all soggy. What about that expensive stuff that's meant not to go as soggy?
Oh, no, even if it's dry, if it's, I don't know, just a feel, and, like, I hate the whole thing.
What
I'm thinking, like, toilet paper and stuff.
Oh, right, so you can use toilet paper.
I can use toilet paper.
Phew!
Yeah, that would be a bit weird.
But that's kind of the same...
Yeah, what about quilted toilet paper? That's...
I don't know, because I think it's just, like, thicker, and you have to, like, clean stuff up with it, and it like, gets all on your hand, and it can break up, and then you have to pick up the wet bits.
Kind of the same as toilet paper there.
I don't know, maybe get the classier kind that doesn't quite...
Do you have one of those toilet paper cover things that my nan used to have? Just so it hides it until the very last minute when you have to actually use it?
I got one of those things, like, you know, like, off of the public toilets that have got the little covers?
Hey?
You know, like, if you go to a public toilet, you like, there's that little cover that goes over the toilet roll and you just have to rip it off.
Kind of like that.
I mean, I'm very sympathetic of my phobia.
No, I meant those ones, like, a bit like tea cosies that my nan used to knit and then place over the toilet roll.
No, I don't have one of those. Oh, so maybe I should get one, though. They're a bit retro.
They are quite retro.
Yeah.
I think Paul McKenna's got a book coming out, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I Can Make You Less Afraid of Kitchen Roll.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, really. I'll definitely be getting that. Definitely.
Yeah.
It's the latest in a long series of his books, but I think probably the best to date.
Oh, absolutely. That's going to be a bestseller. I mean, it's everyone's top phobia, except there with spiders.
Yeah.
And claims.
So buy that and you're sorted, aren't you?
I know. Maybe I should do it before I actually go into, like, the world of work properly.
Lush to speak to you. Love to Toby the horse.
All right. Yeah, lots of love.
And thanks for introducing the show. Love you, bye.
Thank you. Love you, bye.
If you listen carefully there, Toby did actually say, hello, Scott.
Scott Mills.
Ricky in Aberystwyth also can't stand kitchen roll. Do you think it's a Welsh thing? Maybe just like some people in Wales can't stand the kitchen roll. A lot of people are very sympathetic to Chloe's issue there. Apart from Ben on the M62 who says, that lass needs to get a grip. That's brilliant. If ever we need a stand-in for Aled on the surgery on a Sunday night, Ben, we'll be in touch. That'd be quite good, actually. We could call it Get a Grip.
What, so you ring up? So say, like, I ring up.
Yeah, so it's like this. Get a Grip with Ben off of the M62. And then what happens is Ben drives up and down one of the North's premier motorways, handing out no-nonsense advice. Hello, Get a Grip.
Is he on his hands-free kit?
Yeah, hello, Get a Grip. Ben speaking.
Hello, it's Becky.
Hi, Becky, what's your problem?
I've got a massive phobia of being sick.
Get a grip! And then he doesn't even say bye at the end.
Can I have a go?
Go on. Hello, get a grip!
Hello, it's Chris.
Hello, Ben here on the M62. I'm still driving with my hands free.
I've got a fear that I keep getting chased by snakes.
Right, get a grip! And that could be like a 3-hour-long segment. Maybe...
You don't think it's a bit samey?
On the weekend. I think it'd take off.
This.
is Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
I'm going to get your views on this, please. I was in a petrol station last night. It was just before they do that thing where they close up and don't let you in, and then you have to annoyingly point to everything. Normally, the thing that you want is furthest away. Yeah, I want that yoghurt. No, no. Left.
But do you left, do it where you left. Go, like you see the toilet rolls are like back right, and you go, oh, toilet roll, please. And then you go, you see the thing that's like front left, and you're like, oh, yeah, the wine gums, please. And then you're like back to back right, yeah. Back left, back right. It's quite a good game if you've
it
got a
good.
Few hours to kill.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, I forgot. Could you get me some shampoo as well?
Just to watch them dart back and forth across the shop, getting some exercise.
It's like almost like supermarket sweep.
It is,
it's
yeah.
A live version.
Just with one person,
yeah.
And you shouting instructions.
And no big inflatables.
Yeah. Anyway, so I went in to pay for my petrol and a bottle of water, if you must know. And the man serving me was obviously a Spanish man.
Why, obviously? Was he wearing a sombrero? What are you saying? Like
castanets?
Yeah.
Olé! No, because he was speaking in Spanish, and I know a bit of Spanish.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
I know it when I hear it, I would say.
Right.
I know, like, how it sounds. And I can tell the difference between Spanish and Italian, actually.
Can you?
Yeah, just a little bit. I think it's because Italian's more kind of lilting, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? More kind of... No?
That was more Swedish.
Or whatever, you know what I mean. You can tell the difference. Anyway, so he's speaking in Spanish, but he's on the phone to, obviously, his girlfriend or his wife or whatever.
Well, how did you know that?
Because it was on speakerphone, and she was doing, like, sexy giggles. And it was like I wasn't there. So I'm paying with a card, putting the pin in and everything, and he's like... And she's going... And I was like, seriously, I shouldn't be hearing this conversation. Why are you having a love convo on speakerphone? I feel really uncomfortable.
It sounds a bit dodgy to me. It sounds like one of those lines.
No, it wasn't one of those lines. It was clearly someone he knew.
What? So he's there, serving you, going blah, 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 bolas profundas, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And she's like, ha, 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 ha.
Yeah. Absolutely. Oh yeah, but no, it wasn't a ha, it was a...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like, you know what I mean? Like a kind of saucy giggle.
So what did you do? Do a big, hola!
No, I mean, I just carried on my business and pretended it wasn't happening.
A bad choice of
but
words.
I was thinking to myself... I was thinking to myself, I shouldn't be partaking in... Well, not I wasn't partaking, I didn't join in the conversation. We didn't have, like, a three-way chat. That would have been weird. I shouldn't be hearing this. So next time, can you, like, not have it on speakerphone? I don't mind you talking all the way through my payment and everything and pretending I'm not there. We've talked about this before. Let's face it, news agents are on the phone all the time. Mm. When have you ever not seen a news agent on the phone while they're serving you? But you don't expect it in a petrol station, do you? He only paused to ask me what number pump I was.
Maybe he was doing... Maybe he was working two jobs at once, like those women on that programme the other night on Channel 4.
What a great programme that was.
Maybe that was yes. What he was doing. He's like, yeah.
Do
he's
you
in
think?
A petrol station. He's also moonlighting as...
Yeah, because they were in the supermarkets.
Yes.
Oh, no. Oh, no, he'll be on the sequel. No, if you're going to have that kind of chat, hit the receiver up. Don't do it on speakerphone. Thank you, please. Several points have been raised on the text, like, why was the bloke in the petrol station serving you on his phone? Because you always get told to turn it off. Mm. Is that a myth or not? No one's ever really proven it otherwise, have they? But yeah, you're not supposed to have him on, are you? He was on a landline, actually. But seriously, turn off the speakerphone. And Dean's been on saying, ha, quality. When talking about the Spanish bloke, you said, olé, that's Mexican, Millsy. Might want to check that there is a language called Mexican.
Scott Mills.
Do you know, when I'm walking down the street of a day, the question I get asked more than anything right now, what do you think?
Oh, I thought that was a rhetorical question. You're going to go straight into the answer. I think it's going to be, where did you get that hat?
No, because I don't wear hats.
I'm guessing, why are you so fit? That seems to come from your show, doesn't it?
Like, thanks for that compliment, but
no,
it's not...
No, it's not me saying it. I just think that's what they probably ask you.
Nope. It is. Scott, where can I get my hand on a copy of Mile High Club by Mile High Club? And do you know what? I smile and I turn to them and I say, I don't know. Because I don't. Seriously, we need to get going on this. We need to... This is your Brit Award in the balance here. Mm. Can I set you some homework, Chris? Got anything else to do?
Yeah, what's that?
Can you find out how we get a hit in Europe and action it?
Well, I don't... you should know, really, shouldn't you?
Well, I don't know. What, like, how do you put something on iTunes or Amazon or the others?
Becky, do you know?
No, I'm just Googling.
Right, good.
What are you Googling?
How to get a hit in Europe.
Right, I don't think the answer is necessarily going to be on there. I don't think it's something that Google could probably help you with. I think we need some kind of bigwig. Mm. And I don't even think it necessarily needs to be a hit in this country. I'm just talking about France. I think it would be huge, bigger than Mika even, who is still big in France. And has now taken to doing songs in French.
I found a website is offering us worldwide distribution for our album for $4.99 a month.
Well, I'll take that.
That's $4.99, so...
$499.
And we keep all of our rights.
Right, now I'm not keen on that. Like, surely I can just...
Why? What would you prefer to give them all away?
Oh, no, I mean, hey, is it $499 or four?
No, $4.99 a month, US.
I'll do that. Yeah, I can afford that.
We can upload our music, upload our art, and then pick which countries we want to be massive in.
Is that true?
Well, how true is any website? Doesn't
Belarus an option?
I don't know. I might need a minute to have a look.
I'm saying all the Greek resorts.
Yeah.
So what, we smash Zante, Malia.
Yeah, Kavos.
Yeah.
They're all on.
Falaraki.
Napa.
Yeah, Napa. Huge in Napa.
Loof.
Loof. The Loof. That's Magaluf in Spain. Not that, you'd know when you go there. So, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Resorts first, and then I think Eastern Bloc countries.
Maybe if we can earn over $250 million.
Yes.
Perfect. Maybe if we send CDs of the song to all the relevant ambassadors for their countries. Does that work?
It's just stupid.
No?
No.
What did he just say? Sorry, I was reading the website.
Said, send a CD to the ambassadors of all the countries.
We've got to start, though. We've got to do something. We're
not doing
anything
at the moment. I love Chris just turning up at the ambassador's residence.
Hello.
Mile High Club.
Probably get in with that.
With this CD, you are really spoiling us. Right, okay, let's play it again. If anyone knows how we can get a hit in Europe, I'd be very grateful if you could let us know, because I think this could fly.
Ah, fly.
Yeah.
Mile High Club by Mile High Club. This is our attempt at a hit record in Europe.
It's happening tonight. We're flying so high. This club's like an aeroplane, and we'll never feel this way again. On a Mile High dance floor. Don't miss the flight. We're dancing all night. This club's like an aeroplane, and we'll never feel this way again. On a Mile High dance floor.
Hi, Tom in Southampton. He says, I really need to see the video for Mile High Club. We do need to get this viral. We need to get a video, preferably with some sexy ladies. Maybe partly on a plane and partly like on a beach. They're all dance videos have girls on a beach, don't they, really? Or like with power drills and stuff. Don't they? Pretty much.
All videos, I'd say.
All like dance videos.
Do you know what? That's what me in real life, if I'm not sat on a bonnet, I'm with my power tools. So.
Sure.
It's just a reflection of real life music videos, aren't
they? I think so.
Yeah.
And loads of people are saying, hello, the answer is staring you right in the face, Mills. If you want to hit in Europe, ask the Hoff. Yeah, sure, that's happened to him. He doesn't know how he did it. It's 10 to 5. On BBC Radio 1. No one knows how he did it. It just happened.
This is Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
I think Ken Barlow is bringing a lot of joy to people's lives today. Do you think, Becky? It really is. It really is to Chris's life. Can't wait to see that Piers Morgan show. He's been like trending worldwide, number one, all day. Bloke off Coronation Street. He is a legend, though. And a lad. Should we rename them Ken Barlow points? Yeah. Thursday evening, and you know what it's time for. It's more tales from my friend Chris's life. The autobiography. It's 24 years at the tap end. When you hear this, you know it's nearly Friday. Work is over for the day. Sit back, relax, maybe make a cup of tea, and listen to more of these stories. What's occurring?
Ken Barlow inspired me today.
Inspired a lot of people today, I think.
T- to write this one. It's round from my 15th year at the Tap End, which I think is the GCSE year.
And how did Ken help you with that?
Just sort of in the theme of this, but I'll explain all.
Could you, please, yeah, quickly.
Oh, what now?
Well, yeah, I'm a bit concerned.
I just thought I'd talk about old people today.
Sure, glad we've got that cleared up. Fair play, though, he is 80, isn't he?
Is he?
Ken Barlow is 80.
Doesn't look it.
He is.
Would you Ken Barlow?
Would I what Ken Barlow?
Is he on your list?
Hey? Look, I answered those internet rumours on my personal Twitter account earlier on today.
So you weren't one of the 1,000?
No.
Apparently it could be more.
One of Ken's babes. Yeah, so 15th year, I think, whatever the GCSE year was, if you're keen.
Keen, as always. Keen, Bucky?
Keen.
Ready?
Ready.
Someone, can I just say, when I was doing that presentation when I was off on Tuesday, someone actually heckled me with, ready.
Did they?
Yeah, I introduced myself and someone in the audience went, ready.
Actually, someone...
I was like, and I automatically went, ready. And I thought, that's going to sound so weird, because they're obviously being like cut up and put on the internet, and then yeah. There's me just going to be randomly going, ready.
Do you think we could convince them to maybe start the 100 metres at the Olympics with, ready?
What's the new starter's gun?
Yeah.
Keen.
Ready.
Anyway, ready. We're all ready, aren't
go
we?
Go on, we've established that.
Right.
What? You're never ready, but ready.
Right, come on, I'm ready. When growing up, me and my mates Dougsie and Webbo were never the kind of lads that would cause any criminal damage or terrorise the neighbourhood. We were middle of the road, nice lads, I'd like to think. Proud of our town and its people. We enjoyed keeping up on local news and getting involved in local pinner activities and events. We had respect for the elder members of our community, who often organised all this stuff. I've always been the kind of person that believes in giving up their seat on the bus for an elderly person, or helping carry shopping bags when the elderly people are walking upstairs. Like gentlemen would.
I like that. You are a gent.
Mm.
And there aren't many of you left, Chris.
The problem is, as a young person, it is hard to do this without people thinking you're up to something or have an ulterior motive. Only last week, me and Dougsie were walking down an alley when a small elderly person appeared at the other end. Feeling awkward, we tried not to look threatening, and the person on the other end looked anxious. In a bizarre move that took me by surprise, Dougsie slipped his hand into mine as we walked past the person. I tried to pull away, but he held on tight.
When was this last week?
Yeah.
What? Why did he hold your hand?
When I asked him why he did this, he told me it made us look less threatening. Technically, he was probably correct, but it didn't feel right.
Has he ever held hands with you before?
Never. It was a one-off, this.
Right.
And we didn't really talk about it much afterwards.
Right. Is it still a bit awkward?
It was an odd thing to do, but can you see why he did it? If
yeah,
we look like lovers, we look less threatening.
How do you know he hadn't set up the situation, like he's hired an elderly actress to walk down an alley at a specific time just so that he can hold your hand, just so that then it leads to... Do you know what? I think if it keeps happening, you need to have that question.
Did you recognise the elderly person from any soaps on TV, maybe Holby City?
I can't say I did.
Was it the Dowager Countess off of Downton? You would have recognised Maggie Smith, I assume.
So there's some kind of service where you can rent old people for these kind of situations? Is that right?
No, just hire an actress.
Anyway.
This has not crossed your mind before.
Well, that he might be on the other side?
Yeah.
On the other side? That sounds like he's dead and come back as a ghost.
Oh, I don't mean that. I mean...
The way he looked at me that day when I gave him that microwave.
No.
Yeah.
When you gave him the microwave?
Yeah, he had my old microwave away.
We went round, not looting.
It was faulty. He said he'd get it fixed.
You can't give someone a faulty microwave.
What can go wrong?
Oh, God, yeah, well, you caused real issues for his family. I've told you about this, haven't I?
What?
The electric shocks off the microwave that you've been giving them.
See? I told you. You look at me and you're like, health and safety this, health and safety that. You can't just be going giving away faulty electrical goods.
He's in the shed. I thought it was in fine
There's
working order.
There's a reason that charity shops don't accept them.
Oh, sorry.
We went round to Scott's house. He gave Dougsie a microwave before he left. And, took it back home. The dad was really happy. But, yeah, they started getting electric shocks whenever they pressed cook.
I'm so sorry.
So they've had to get rid.
I genuinely didn't know that.
Were you trying to get rid of Dougsie so that you could have Chris all to yourself? This Tap End is full of revelation today.
Wow.
We've always got on well with older people. In the summer of our GCSEs, and soon after the incident with Lee Latchford, Evans's girlfriend, We were running out of ideas for stuff to do to pass the time. Most people finish their GCSEs early, leaving a massive long summer, and being too young to go to the pub, there wasn't that many places to go. We spent a large amount of our time in Pinner Memorial Park, playing football and scouting for girls. Me and Dougsy were mucking around in the park one day when we heard a commotion coming from over the hedge. There was a load of OAPs kicking off on the bowls green. I'd never really stopped to watch this sport properly before, but it didn't take long till we were hooked. We pretended to commentate from our position in the hedge. A lovely elderly person called Donald was impressed with what we were doing and invited us in for a closer look. He was a lad and introduced us to his crew.
How old was Donald?
Probably pushing 80.
Cool, lad.
It was mainly lads that we were introduced to, but there was a bit of crumpet on the side.
You can't call old people crumpet.
Why not?
It's just... One, it's off of Nans.
Crumpet?
Yeah. Bit of crumpet. And two, you said you respected your elders.
I do.
Well, you can't call 80-year-old women crumpet.
Yeah, but it's more rude that you're saying that you can't be crumpet and 80.
I think you mean to call them cougars.
No, because cougars are just after young people, aren't they?
Right, so at what age is a cougar? 40?
Yeah, but they've got to be interested in young people. I'm not saying these ladies were interested in young people. I was just saying they were the skirt there.
All right, then,
they
stick, were the... stick with crumpet.
The skirt?
Well, what else do you call them?
Ladies?
Yeah, can do. All right, then.
Cool.
All right, then.
Thanks.
We had a great time that afternoon, and were even shown the basics of bowls. It's a great sport, and ignited an idea that this was the sport that I could become a potential world champion in. Me and Dougsy were much younger than the other players. Our idea was that getting into the sport at the age we would be the world's greatest by the age of 60.
Because you had some time to catch up.
Yeah, because most sports you sort of peak around 25, 30.
Yeah, but bowls champions are like in their 20s and 30s.
Are they?
Yeah. It's not just old people that play bowls.
Oh.
I would have thought that the world's best bowls player would be around 60, wouldn't they?
No, they're like quite young.
Well, this is a flaw in my plan then. Because what I thought is I could do 40 years of practice. Rather than starting the game when I was 60, I'll start the game now, and then by the time I'm 60, I'll be golden bowls or whatever you want to call me. We ended up becoming members of that bowls club, causing everyone at the bowls club to have to get police checked.
Is that true?
Yeah, because... We were the first people of that kind of age to...
I bet they loved you.
Caused all sorts of grief.
Poor Donald.
Yeah, bless him.
I bet he wishes he'd never talked to you that day.
Yeah, because some... thing is, some of the people there voted against us joining.
Was there like a committee?
Yeah, it was a big thing, us two joining. We had great times, though, and I'm sad to say we are no longer members, but it's something I'm keen to take up again.
What went wrong?
We just sort of gave up after a few weeks. You can only do it in the sunny weather.
So after all of that hassle of everyone, all those 80-year-olds getting police checked, you went for 3 weeks.
My £10 membership, and then it was off. We just sort of left it.
Didn't go back?
No, but it was good whilst it lasted, and I'm keen to go back again. It was also in Pinner Memorial Park that we first came across a small band of men that turned up to every Pinner function or event. A small band of legends, the Morris Men of Pinner. It was the Pinner Village show where I first saw them, dancing around and drinking beer. People loved them, I loved them, and I wanted to be part of them.
You wanted to be a Morris dancer?
Yeah. I just think they're great. They dance around.
Is it the hanky thing?
Yeah, you know they dress all in white and they've got bells on their legs and stuff like that. It just looks fun.
See, if you go back to that alley, if you were dressed as a Morris dancer with bells on your fingers and bells on your toes, that old person would not have been scared of you.
Yeah, that's true.
And then Dougsy wouldn't have had to do that awkward holding your hand thing.
Yeah. They would dance around in circles, clashing sticks and shouting nonsense. When it came to the part of their performance where they encouraged the crowd to get involved, I was more than keen. I was taught the basics and got right into it. They had a number of moves, one involving a rubber chicken.
Eh?
I don't know what the symbolism is, but they would just toss this rubber chicken. There was one time I remember they were doing an event in Pinner, and they tossed the rubber chicken on top of an ice cream van, which caused issues for their performance. But it was funny all the same. They all had moustaches and wore full Morris Dancer uniform. I got chatting to them after one performance. Dougsy was trying to persuade me to sign up, when my attention was caught by a quite petite Morris Dancer. He was unlike any of the others, and it didn't take me long to realise why. It was clearly a girl with a moustache drawn on.
Really?
Yeah. I was intrigued by this. Not sure whether I should blow her cover, I decided not to make a big point of this.
Was it obvious?
It was blatantly a girl with a moustache drawn on, and she had a high voice. Perhaps the other Morris men hadn't clocked the girl in the group, and she was doing a good job fitting in. She was even drinking ale. I suppose I could see her problem. There doesn't seem to be a female equivalent of Morris dancing, so if she wanted in on that sport, then she had to pretend to be a bloke.
This sounds like it could be a plot to some new kind of rom-com.
How do you mean?
Do you know what I mean?
Where a girl infiltrates a Morris dancing group to get close to the hot one.
Yes. So Jennifer Aniston has always wanted to become a Morris dancer, but isn't allowed because she's a man. So,
what?
Because she's a man. No, I mean, because she's not a man.
Yeah.
Right. And then, no, she's not a man. But then infiltrates the group whilst wearing a funny moustache or drawing it on with hilarious consequences.
Mm. And I take it she ends up with the hot one, the hot Morris man.
Probably Gerard Butler.
What's the twist 3/4 of the way through? That they're all women. Yeah. There could be Sex in the City 4.
Yeah.
That they all meet each other at a Morris dancing group. Don't realise.
I never did sign up to be a Morris man, but it's definitely something I'm up for doing in the future. From what I see, you just drink ale, dance and get treated like a rock star. I think there's a lot to look forward to in the future years of the Tap End, and I'd like to think me and the lads will one day be Morris dancers or big-time bowl players. Only the future will tell.
That's a really good one today, Chris. Thank you very much.
This is Radio 1. BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Now, this weekend on Radio 1 is going to be super exciting because, do you know what? And you know why? I'll tell you. Because Edith Bowman is doing some archery with Labyrinth.
Right.
No, she really is. So, you know how one thing leads to another. Edith and Lab were just chatting about archery. And tomorrow is the day. So Team GB archer Lucy O'Sullivan is going to teach Edith and Labyrinth archery and see if they're any good or not.
Hmm.
Which I think is a great idea. Now,
I
don't know whether Labyrinth knows about this. I mean, he knows that he was chatting to Edith about archery, but whether he knows that he's actually doing it tomorrow, I don't know. Maybe he thinks he's just going for a coffee with Edith. So if you are seeing Labyrinth tonight, please don't tell him. Thank you. It does sound like they may have just got two hats with some kind of activities in one hat and pop stars in the other. And kind of like, you know, picked out one and that's the activity you have to do with that pop star.
Yeah.
But it's not the case.
Are you sure?
I think we should do that on this show quite soon.
Mm.
I would like to do synchronised swimming with the script.
Yes.
Or Greco-Roman wrestling with Michael Kiwanuka. Or Morris dancing with Skrillex.
Now that would be a good one.
That's not an Olympic sport.
Well, it is
now. All good, right?
I'd like to do tug of war with sleigh bells.
I'd like to.
Although, I think Edith might be doing that next week.
Right?
Can I do the shot put with Pixie Lott, please?
You'd love that.
That'd be a right laugh.
I think it'd be more than a laugh. No, you can't. She's not speaking to you. Remember?
Oh yeah.
She's very disappointed.
You can't just tell her to go away and then expect to have a shot put with you.
Yeah.
Mm.
Anyway. What's going to happen is Edith and Labyrinth, stick with me here, are going to do archery and they're going to pop balloons with their arrows. And inside each balloon will be a highly embarrassing question. And obviously Edith's really nice, so she won't make the questions embarrassing enough. And I know that you lot really will. So if there's anything you want to know about either Edith Bowman or about Labyrinth that you've always wanted to know, but, you know, maybe you've been too embarrassed to go that far before. Don't worry about it. If you text it in to 81199, these are going to be the questions inside the balloons that they have to answer when they get popped, when they're doing the archery. Don't worry about it. You can ask any question and you won't be arrested for it. So just text them in to 81199, any question at all for Edith Bowman or Labyrinth. Then what's going to happen is I'm going to personally put these questions that you have asked in the balloons myself, blow them up, ready for tomorrow morning when Edith Bowman and Labyrinth do archery together. So highly embarrassing questions, that's what we need, please, for either Labyrinth or Edith Bowman. Text in 81199. That's 81199.
Just trying to think of something really, really good to ask.
Yeah.
It's well, tricky.
Our listeners are good at this. And you'll be able to hear it all on Edith's show on Sunday morning when you wake up.
Any questions, but not that. Because that's coming in at the moment, and I don't want that. No, and not that either.
Oh, yeah, not that.
How well endowed is Labyrinth? You can't ask that. What if Edith gets it? Oh, well, no, they don't know which balloon they're going to get, do they?
Sure.
You can't. Then they're in an awkward situation. She feels bad. He's embarrassed.
Yep. So questions that we could ask. I mean,
well, he might not be embarrassed. I don't know, but no. It could be awkward.
I don't think he would be. Just guessing. Anyway, so questions, please, for Labyrinth or for Edith Bowman of a highly embarrassing nature. Text in 81199. Oh, this
no,
has gone wrong.
No,
not that one either.
Right, we can't do any of these, so just be sensible with it. I said embarrassing, yeah? Not ones that you would never be able to ask.
Scott Mills.
Hey, Becky, what percentage would you say of those embarrassing questions for Edith and Labyrinth we could actually use at the moment? What percentage could we use on air?
1 or 2%.
Brilliant. So keep those embarrassing questions coming in, please, for Edith and Labyrinth, because they're doing archery together on, well, tomorrow, actually. And they're going to be popping balloons with their arrows, and we need embarrassing questions for both of them to put in there. 81199. Something we could actually put on the radio would be excellent.
Sorry.
What?
No.
What?
No, I can't say it.
Okay. Is it some of the questions?
Some of the Edith questions, yeah.
Oh, God. No one should ever
can
be
I
asked
that. Can I say
that
one? I don't think I can. No.
No.
It's about boobs.
Yeah, I know. Seriously. Good news, everyone. We just played Climax, Usher.
Yeah.
Guess what's happening next week?
Becky, Alyssa.
Right.
Yeah. Daddy needs it. Daddy needs it.
Daddy's coming home.
Daddy needs it right now.
Hey. Next Thursday.
Hey, Becky, how you doing?
On this show.
Yeah. What, he's coming in here?
Actual Usher.
Hey, Becky.
Live.
You mind getting Daddy coffee? Sweetheart. Thank you, baby. Thank you.
How you feeling?
Becky, I need you to walk it here.
Bit.
Yeah, man.
Daddy. Awkward.
And Becky. Sweetie.
You're not allowed to leave. I'll have the day off.
I need some French fries. Can you go get it for me, baby?
Next Thursday afternoon on Radio 1 on
Becky,
this show.
Listen.
Daddy's home.
Daddy's home.
It's Daddy Day.
Oh, no. You can't call it Daddy Day.
And Becky, yeah. Sweetheart. Go get it for Daddy. Daddy needs it. Becky, Daddy needs it right now. Turn around.
Go. Thursday afternoon. Usher, live. What is your face doing now?
It's doing like a kind of...
Why did you do that?
Yeah.
Why have you booked him?
Yeah.
He's a very nice man.
I know he is. I know he's lovely. I've got absolutely nothing against him. It's just when he talks about himself to me and calls himself Daddy, I get a little bit freaked out.
Okay, well, Daddy's coming home on Thursday afternoon. 7 days to go, Becky. Let's get the Dear Scots for this week from the Posh Radio 4 lady. It's your chance to vent. It's your chance to ask a question to us. Maybe bring our attention to something, anything you want. It really is your forum, this. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. That is the email you need. Send me an email for Dear Scott, maybe next Thursday.
Dear Scott, here is the clip of me saying, "Go on, pigs," in the Warwick Uni cost cutter. I think I'm now barred, but it was definitely worth it. Love you, bye, Tom.
Okay, Tom. Thank you for sending this in. Tom is in the cost cutter at uni and has done a big go on pigs on the kind of on the speaker system, I think.
Oh, he hasn't just shouted it.
I don't know. I thought
he's done it on the bing bong.
I don't know. Let's have a listen. Here it is.
Step announcement. Go on, pigs.
Yes.
Is that real?
Yes. Well
no.
done.
I don't know.
He said he was on Twitter as well saying that he just did it.
Yeah, but it sounds weird.
I believe it.
Staff announcement. Go on, pigs!
Staff announcement.
He sounds like he's a game show host. I quite like it. Staff it's real. I like it.
Go on, pigs.
Dear Scott, I listened to some old podcasts recently. Chris was so excited when he found his first grey hair. I found my first grey hair today and was so excited. By the way, I am 12. Smiley, smiley. Lenny, age 12, living in Cranbrook.
Finding a grey hair at 12, I would just find a little bit shocking.
Lenny, I think it might have fallen off an older person.
Like, I would hope
maybe
so.
Maybe you passed by, like, a 70-year-old when you got off the bus and then it just, like, fell out from them and landed on your head.
I hope so.
I don't think... I mean, people can go grey earlier, like, if you have a shock or something, but finding one stray when you're 12 is, like...
All the same, it's something to
like
get...
It.
Yeah, it's something to get excited about.
Yeah, I mean, you are. You're made up.
Definitely.
You got any more? Just the one?
No, I haven't really been. Becky's going in.
Also, the voice of the tweets is going quite grey. And yeah. He's, what, mid-20s?
Yeah. He loves it.
He does love it. It's the sign of a distinguished gentleman, which the voice of the tweets certainly is.
He's a silver fox.
Yes, he is. At the age of 24. Next.
Dear Scott and Becky, I would like to clear something up. On Becky's Wikipedia page... It says that she was born with three arms, one of which was removed after a game of rock, paper, scissors because her mother wanted to send her to the circus. Am I missing something? Please let me know or I'll be wondering forever. Lots of love. Katie, 16, off of Essex.
What is occurring with your Wikipedia at the moment, please?
I don't know.
But is that true?
I'd rather not say.
Oh. Do you know who updated it?
But no, I'm pleased that someone did.
Okay.
But
do you want us to just carry on?
If we could just gloss over it and move on, that would be good. I'd rather not say, saving it for the book.
And next.
Dear Scott, sometimes in life you encounter celebrities that you just know you were destined to be friends with. You know that if you ever met them, you wouldn't be some giggly fan. You'd be cooler than that. In fact, you'd be so cool that they'd want to have a pint and probably be best mates forever.
Yeah, that's true, actually. Whose is yours?
Probably Mike Skinner.
Yeah, I knew you'd say that.
Legend.
I don't know. I can't think, actually.
The one person.
Who? The one that doesn't speak thinks he knows. I'm going to get him to write it down. Who
is it? Kiefer Sutherland?
Hang on.
Oh, that would be good. Writing? That's a great show.
That is a good
one. Yes, you're so right. Kate Middleton.
Oh, yeah. Of course, you're
my
obsessed.
My boyfriend is always asking me that. He's like, so what would happen if you actually meet her? Because on, like, quite a few weekends, we live, like, quite close to where her parents live. So quite a few weekends a month. Make him drive down there, just hang out at the local pub, see if she's around. He's like, what are you going to do? Like, he was like, said to me the other day, he goes, if you saw her driving down the M4, what would you do? I was like, I don't know. There's not time to stop, is there?
Do you actually do that a lot of weekends a month?
We've done it more than once, yes. Nothing to be worried about.
If you're listening, Kate, but, don't worry. Nothing to worry about.
No, I just think it would be cool to say hello.
For a long time, I thought that celebrity was Prince Harry. We have the ginger thing in common. But recently I've changed my mind. I feel that my destined best mate is Ollie Murs. Seeing as you and him have such a tight bromance going on, I was thinking you could hook us up. Just a thought. Hannah.
Hannah, yeah, I would love to, but you know what? He's very busy. And that's also the title of one of his songs, proving that he is, in fact, busy. So, I mean, if you're friends with him, I've got to be honest, you hardly ever see him or hear from him. And it's not his fault. He's just got a very busy schedule. So sorry to disappoint, but I don't think there's any point.
Did you
go for Prince Harry?
Oh, yes, he's good. Not that I've ever... Well, I hung out in a bar with him once, but that was it.
What? Stop the music!
You know this story! You know this story, when I worked at that bar in Australia and he came in.
Prince Harry came in, I remember now. Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
And we were chatting and just...
Yeah, sure.
...talking about rugby.
Yeah.
But I thought for a long time in that email that they were going to say, it used to be Prince Harry, but now I want it to be you. Are you a little bit disappointed that...
No. Also, having said that, I think Prince Harry has probably also got quite a hectic schedule, so you probably wouldn't see or hear much of him.
Who's yours?
I don't really know. I'm not sure I have one.
Celebrity,
I must have.
Celebrity best mate? Like,
that you'd really want?
Yeah.
I'll say...
It's
going to
be someone like... Yeah, I was going to say it's like Beyonce or Britney or
definitely,
like Miley Cyrus.
I don't know if I told you this, but me and Beyonce and Jay-Z did have a chat last year at a party.
And that was when Unlucky Gary found out she was pregnant, wasn't it?
Yeah.
When he wasn't meant to.
Yeah, because Unlucky Gary did the international sign language for, do you want a drink, to Beyonce. Awful. And she was like, uh-uh, honey. And, and then we kind of deduced from that she must have been pregnant then. Yeah. So he found out first.
Dear Scott, Becky and the PR4L. Been listening since the Laura and Chappers days. Sad to hear about the move to the afternoons. I'll be at work then, sad smiley. Anyway, the important question. I've bought an engagement ring and booked a trip to Paris, off of France, tomorrow, Friday the 16th of March. And I'm planning on proposing to my girlfriend and wondered if you had any tips or helpful suggestions. Becky must have an idea in her head. Thanks in advance. Love you all. Keep up the good work. Dave from... Well, best not say.
Okay, Dave from Best Not Say.
Do you know what? I so thought that might have been... My boyfriend isn't called Dave, but I so thought that might have been him then.
Did
because
you?
Because I'm off tomorrow and Monday as well, and we don't have anything planned, as far as I'm aware.
Did you really think there was going to be you for a second?
And I thought that might have been like... Well, I still think it could be. I think he might have emailed in...
Right.
...to try and get out of me how I would like to be proposed to.
Which is...
Oh, well, it's got to be a ring and a cake, isn't it?
Is that it?
Well, yeah. Isn't that what every girl wants?
I think so.
Then you get two for one. You get food and lifelong commitment.
That is true. Now, if it isn't him, will you be disappointed if it's not your boyfriend?
No.
You won't?
No.
But you kind of want it.
No, I wouldn't want to get engaged. No.
You really wouldn't?
I don't know how to say it. No, I don't think I'd want to get engaged in Paris.
Okay.
Thing with all is, the other lovers. I find it a bit weird. Like,
okay.
I've been to Paris before.
But you
before
do want to get engaged.
Soon.
No, I don't want to get engaged soon.
See, everyone whose boyfriend is called Dave now thinks it's them. So.
But also, Dave is the generic name, isn't it? It's
Dave's Dave. My new coffee shop name. They never argue with you.
What?
You know in the coffee shop now where they ask your name, just say Dave. Of course, there's all sorts of confusion if you get everyone in the line to say Dave, because then they don't know what to do.
Dave. They write Dave on your cup.
Yeah, and then they write Dave on the guy behind's cup and the girl behind them, and then they've got, like, 26 Daves.
Mass confusion.
I really wouldn't want to be Chris's girlfriend right now. He's just told us how he's going to propose to her, and it involves a cow and some veterinary skills.
What?
Yeah.
I didn't hear this. I was listening to Calvin Harris.
It's, like, all gone a bit to vet school.
You can't say. But it involves a cow.
Yeah.
To propose.
Rubber gloves.
What? Are you going to propose? Are you getting engaged
not.
As well?
Definitely
congratulations.
Not. No.
Really congratulations.
Well, now Pixie Lott said no. He's got to stick with his girlfriend, doesn't he?
Right.
He just did that hands up like, well, if I have to.
No.
It doesn't mean that if you're listening.
Chris, if your girlfriend's listening, do you think she will be A, be more offended of what I just said, which was a total joke, or B, that you're going to propose to her by
using a cow and some rubber gloves?
Let's move on.
Anyway, moving on. I'm going to talk about the person that you most like to go out for a beer with, you know, like be a celebrity friend. Kev the Bodyguard's been on from Nottingham and says he reckons Keith Lemon would be a right laugh out on the lash. Are you going to tell him or not?
What?
Keith Lemon.
Well, he's not really funny in real life.
I'm not going to say. Right, Chris Smith, what have you got?
Yeah, okay. Is your girlfriend actually a vet, Chris?
No.
No, that's what makes it even worse.
It's not that romantic, is it? There's something I've been meaning to ask you. Could I have a bucket of hot water, some soap and some towels, please?
BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 Free Download.